morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. This Saturday, September 13th, at Clatsop Community College, the first ever of what they hope will be an annual event, the first ever Conference on Extraordinary Living happens. It's for people 50 and older, although my guest today will explain why people 50 and under might also benefit from coming to this. It's a day of workshops, 21 informative breakout sessions having to do with living an extraordinary life. And my guest is Robert McClelland. He is the organizer of this. He is also the director of Talent Search and Upward Bound for Clatsop Community College. Hi, Robert.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you here, too. And since the listening audience may not remember a little bit about you, I had you on, I remember, at the beginning of the summer when you were organizing summer workshops for the college. Please tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I arrived here in Astoria. My wife and I came in 2010, and I was offered a job as the director of Talent Search and Upward Bound here in the area. Talent Search and Upward Bound are two pre-college programs that the college has to help students in secondary school prepare for college. We have about 750 kids all over Clatsop County. I think some people might be amazed at how wide ranging these two programs are in eight schools, 750 kids, helping them think about college and begin to realize that college is for them. It's not for someone else. It's for them.
Because you're right. A lot of young people feel that, because perhaps if they come from a family where no one has gone to college before, it's a scary thing. So your job then as the director of Talent Search and Upward Bound is to
provide support for the students, information. We take them on visits to college campuses all over the state. So, for example, in Talent Search, they can start in sixth grade and they'll stay in the program all through 12th grade. And by the time they get to the 12th grade, they might have visited 8 or 10 colleges around the state, walked over those campuses, so they really feel what a campus is like and understand what it is to be there and be able to go to large public universities like PSU and OSU and U of O, but also small ones, private colleges like Linfield and Pacific, community colleges not here, not only here, but let's say Lane Community College, et cetera.
There's a lot of fear. And so you actually start working with young people who are in sixth grade.
Yes.
So how do you identify that these kids? Do teachers help you within the schools? Or, I mean, how do you know who is interested in this and who's not?
Teachers sometimes give us recommendations, but the advisors that we have in these programs work in the schools. Typically, they're in the schools multiple days during the week. And they go to the classrooms, they interact with the kids, their presence is well known with the teachers and the counselors and the principals. So the kids know also from their peers, oh, Sammy's in Talent Search, I want to be in it too, or Joe's in Upward Bound, I want to be in it too. I hear how they're getting helped.
You know, it's funny, Upward Bound, sometimes I think of that as being, that's like ropes courses, or it's courses where you learn to have self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still an association that one would make?
I think some people do make that association, but it's actually Upward Bound and Talent Search have been here at Clatsop Community College for over 20 years. And they originated in 1963-64. And they're two of eight or nine different programs to help people get into college. Some of them, like the McNair program, helps individuals get an advanced degree, a master's degree, and a doctorate degree. They're under an umbrella called TRIO, targeting the same kind of individuals. We start with the secondary kids. They'll work with them as they go to advanced degrees.
And then these young people from sixth grade on, they have then friends, peers who are involved in that, so that creates another kind of community for them.
Yes, it does.
Very important. So you work with all age ranges. Now you're doing this conference on extraordinary people 50 and over. But let's go back a teeny bit to before you came to Astoria. You lived in Hawaii. You lived in Israel. Tell people just a teeny bit about your own, your own personal life.
Okay. Well, in Hawaii, again, I was there for 23 years. I worked in program evaluation, market research, and then I worked for many years in the Hawaii Department of Education. I was a director of the Systems Accountability Office there. You may remember No Child Left Behind. I was responsible for creating the tests under No Child Left Behind for all of the kids in the whole public school system, and I was responsible for evaluating the programs in the entire state, as well as strategic planning and systems improvement.
Oh, that's like trying to hug an elephant or
yeah,
something.
It was a big job.
I don't know how one would even begin to do that. I mean, again, that's a whole other topic we could discuss. But, okay, so from there, then you moved to Israel.
Yes. My wife and I were volunteers at the Baha'i World Center in Haifa, Israel. We're both members of the Baha'i faith, and we had an opportunity to volunteer there, and I'd always wanted to have that experience. So we were there for 30 months, and we just loved being in Israel, being in that part of the world and learning more about it. And it was kind of a little sad for me to leave, to come back, because I just felt a very real connection to that part of the world.
The geography, the people, all
the geography,
of it.
The geography. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so one doesn't think of that there's a Baha'i faith in Israel. You think, oh, that country's it's a Jewish state.
Yes.
And maybe some listeners aren't familiar with the Baha'i faith. It's a beautiful faith. Do you want to just say a teeny bit more about it? Or
it originated in the mid-1800s in 1844, and the fundamental principle of the Baha'i faith is that God has sent a new message to mankind through the prophet founder, Baha'u'llah. And the central teachings are that there is only one God, that all of the religions of the world were worshiping the same God. So actually we're the same religion. Yeah.
It's about unity and peace. That's what I think of when I think of the high faith. I think of unity and peace, not judgment, everyone. It's all one.
Yes. And I guess one other thing is everything in the Baha'i faith revolves around the principle of the oneness of mankind. We're one family. We have to realize that
you know, David Suzuki said that too. Yeah. I mean, and he's a scientist, and it's true. When you go back, we are all connected. We are all related. We could talk for so long about so many different subjects, but we probably should move on to the Conference on Extraordinary Living.
Yes.
You at the college, in your role, you work with Talent Search and Upward Bound, but you also said that you were talking with the president of the college about how to engage the community more in the summer by offering programs. So just talk a little bit about the summer programs and then how this Conference on Extraordinary Living came to be.
Okay. So I was talking to the president, Larry Galizio, about a different package of things that we could do at the college to increase the use of those facilities during the summer and reach out to the community more. And so some of the things that we came up with was this tribute to the Columbia River that we had back in July. It was a wonderful experience. We had some summer camps for youth. 3D printing, building your own computer. We had some classes for educators to help them, work in the schools and deal with the students more effectively and authentically. And now I'm really excited about this, the Conference on Extraordinary Living. This is a great event. It's not my idea. I found out about another community college, Umpqua Community College down in Roseburg, has been doing this for 31 years.
And it's called the Conference on Extraordinary Living at the Umpqua College then.
Yes. So I contacted the organizer down there and learned how they put this thing together and what they're doing. I said, let's bring this concept up here and offer it to people here in this area. It's so valuable to have all this information about for people in this period of life, generally people 50 and over, to deal with some of the challenges that they may have, but also to realize there's a lot of opportunity for them to seize the opportunities that are in front of them and to realize that they can still live their life to the fullest. Lots of things to do.
Well, we were talking earlier, too, about the fact that the idea of as you get older, you slow down. That's an old paradigm. That's really shifted. Mm-hmm. So many people now are engaged and busy. I mean, we just had, I don't remember her name, the woman who retired at Safeway when she was 100, right? People want to be involved and engaged. And I love the fact that one of your workshops is about volunteering. This Conference on Extraordinary Living, when you say it's for people 50 and older, it's for people who are beginning to think, wait, my life is going to shift here. I'm going to be looking at, you know, this word retirement, which really, I don't even know what that word means anymore. Mm-hmm. What does that word mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Retirement doesn't really mean I'm going to stop living my life. It's an opportunity for the opening of new vistas for oneself in terms of being involved in the community, maybe in different ways than I've been involved before, looking at opportunities perhaps for travel, experiences that I may never have had before, either within my own country or going out of the country, opportunities to volunteer, to interact with people in different ways. Or it also means that I've had this job for 20 years, but I've always wanted to do something else. Now I can do my dream, pursue my dream. Let's say I was an accountant for 20 years, but I always wanted to be a painter. Now I have the funds to do exactly what I want. I'm going to paint for the rest of my life. Just an example.
And it doesn't mean retirement. It doesn't mean that's like, oh, it sounds so sedentary. You're retiring from life. You're retiring from whatever it is. It's really a transitional phase. And I think that you pick this age 50, when I think people do begin to reassess kind of like, well, what have I done? What do I now want to do? Where am I going in my life? And we all know about people who work very, very hard and get the gold watch, and then they just watch soap operas and play golf, and they have a heart attack and they die, because we need purpose and meaning in our lives. It is a central fact that, I mean, it's been proven in every study that we need to feel like our lives have meaning and that we matter in the world.
Yes.
This Conference on Extraordinary Living is happening on Saturday, September 13th, from 8:30 to 4 at Clatsop Community College in Columbia Hall. And you're asking people to register in advance. It's only $10 suggested donation at the door.
That's right.
And you just want people to register in advance so you can get an idea of how many people, because you're providing lunch.
Yes.
Let's talk about how people can register in advance.
Very simple. All people have to do is call me. Call me on my cell. 503-894-0187. Tell me that you're going to be coming. I'll write down your name and we'll expect you. And if you want more information about each of these workshops, I can send you the information if they have a email address. Also, they can go to the college website. If they just, you know, go to the college website homepage, they'll see several links to the Conference on Extraordinary Living. They can go onto those, and there's a place where they can click on to download a PDF of the entire schedule for the day.
Good. And we're going to talk about that schedule in just a minute. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today my guest is Robert McClelland. Robert is the Director of Talent Search and Upward Bound, helping young people be prepared for college at Clatsop Community College. He is also the organizer of the Conference on Extraordinary Living, which is happening this Saturday, September 13th from 8:30 to 4 at Columbia Hall. And it is just so rich. Maybe we should talk about the sponsors, by the way, because Clatsop Community College obviously is the main sponsor, but then you also have
wonderful set of sponsors who provided not only their expertise, but funds and individual staff from those organizations helped me to plan the conference as well. So Columbia Memorial Hospital, Seaside Providence Hospital, Northwest Seniors and Disability Service, and Encore, all of them have been intimately engaged in putting this thing together. And it wouldn't be what it was without these people.
And lunch is being provided by the Lions Club.
By the Lions Club.
Wow, that's terrific. So it looks like the schedule is 8:30. People show up for registration between 8:30 and 9:30 at Columbia Hall. And then at 9:30, there is a welcome orientation.
And we'll hear from Mac Burns from the Clatsop County Historical Society. He's a wonderful speaker. He's going to be talking about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I'm excited. I really want to hear that talk.
Oh, Mac is funny, too.
Yeah.
That's a great way to – so you have your morning coffee. It's Saturday morning. You're there for this exciting conference of 21 workshops, and then you'll kind of pick and choose the ones that appeal to you. But to start off with Mac Burns talking about ordinary people doing extraordinary things, that's terrific. Well done. Because you had to put all this together. Like, you just found out about this about a year ago, and then you said, hi, Umpqua College. I'm here at Clatsop Community College. I want to put this on. And then you had to bring all this together so that this one-day event could happen.
I started planning this probably late last fall. Started talking to people and getting it together.
Well, really exciting. Okay. Then, after Mac talks about ordinary people doing extraordinary things, people can go to a session. They can pick session one. And there are 21 workshops, and you're saying they're about an hour each.
Yeah, there's an hour each. So we'll have session one is 1 hour, and there are 7 workshops in that session. And
okay.
They'll pick one of those that they'd like to go to.
All right.
And there's a great variety. For example, one of them is Take Me Away. Bruce Connor will be talking about trans and travel destinations, tips on finding bargains, general information. There are also people who are interested in genealogy. You want to trace your ancestors. You can listen to Joel Archibald talk about how to research your family, embracing technology. Some people a little hesitant about using smartphones, computers. She'll get you over that hump. Estate planning with, you know, what is a will? What is a trust? What's my responsibilities?
Yeah, and you have an attorney here who's going to be doing that. I mean, I'm so impressed by the expertise. You have all these professional people who are offering these workshops so that people can learn whether it's about travel or genealogy or technology or estate planning. All right, let's continue on because the list is quite...
It's long. Okay. So you got Master Gardening. Great opportunity for here. People, and we'll hear from the Master Gardeners of Stacy Hall. Women's health issues for those 50 and above. Dr. Michael Adler from Providence Seaside, he'll talk about what to expect for women's health issues, how to address them, and how to be prepared. Then we have another set of workshops, 7 workshops.
And there's also long-term care Medicaid planning. That's happening too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then that's session one. So people will pick a session after Mac's talk, and then there will be lunch at the Columbia Cafe provided by the Australia Lions Club.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, session two. What are those
and
workshops?
And that's in the afternoon from 12:45 to 1:45. Next one is a matter of balance. People who have issues with, you know, fear of falling, or they have issues with balance. This is Alyssa Dorman from Columbia Memorial. Well, this will be similar, a condensed version of a series of classes that they have over there. Nutrition, how to eat healthy, have a healthy life, and we'll have Rod Nichols from the North Coast Food Web and a registered dietitian from the hospital. Medicare and Social Security. What is Medicare? What does it cover? How to avoid healthcare fraud? We'll have somebody from the Social Security Administration talk about what are the benefits that they can apply for? What is applying for disability benefits? Unfortunately, a lot of elders are people are subject to elder abuse, or you may know people in your family or others who are been abused or are victims of fraud. Steve Hawks from Northwest Seniors and Disabilities will talk about those issues, how to identify those.
It's another workshop. So these workshops, and they're being held all around just the campus around Columbia Hall.
Yes.
Okay. So Adult Protection Service, elder abuse. Then you go into another workshop.
Retirement planning, Dan Arnoth. I think his will be a very interesting one. He'll talk about how you can set up your retirement planning so that you can actually retire much earlier than you want. And that he'll...
Than you thought you could.
Than you thought you could. That's right.
That's right. Okay. So that's retirement planning, finance, and budgets. Oh, that's a great one for anybody.
Yes.
And then another one.
Get moving inside and out. This would be a chance to learn about the trails and the hiking opportunities and experience what it's like to be outside, enjoy the beauty of the area, and hike and have exercise at the same time.
Right. And they're saying good health is enhanced by just 30 minutes of exercise every other day.
Yes.
And a lot of times, unfortunately, if people aren't working at a job or something, they become too sedentary. So the idea of moving, and I like that, get moving inside and outside. That's a very important thing. I know that actually Jane Fonda has a YouTube video, which for some reason, I don't know, I was clicking around on the internet, I wound up there, and she actually got on her hands and knees and begged people who are, 50 plus, says, please keep moving. You must keep moving. Do not stop and become sedentary and sit. So many issues, happen from that. So anyway, so the good moving. All right. And then you've got grandparents raising grandchildren.
I would raise some of my grandchildren, too. It was a great experience. But so many of us end up raising not only our children, but for variety of circumstances, we raise our grandchildren too. So here we'll get some information on what you can do with your grandchildren, what kind of resources you can access to be a good parent for your grandchildren, a good caregiver for your grandchildren.
All right, so those workshops were all available in session two.
Yeah.
And then now we're moving on to the session three workshops, which is 2 to 3.
Yes. Now, these, for example, living well with chronic conditions, for example, asthma, diabetes, heart disease, etc. How do you live with these? How do you manage these? How do you not let them overtake your life?
Yeah. Right. And this workshop is a mini version of a 6-week series covering pain and fatigue, movement, better breathing, healthy eating. Mm. I mean, what a great resource.
Mm.
Okay.
And then disaster preparedness. We're in an area that, could experience a natural disaster. So how do we prepare for that? When it happens, what do we do? Who do we turn to? How to take care of ourselves? How to respond? That would be a great one. The next one is introduction to Tai Chi and naturopathic medicine. We have two presenters there, Ron Graham, who's a Tai Chi presenter.
I've taken some of his classes.
And Dr. Tracy Erfling will talk about naturopath
approach to, absolutely, to some of the more common concerns she sees in her practice, a general overview of how she addresses these concerns. I mean, what a wealth of information people are going to receive from all of these different workshops. We could just clone ourselves so we could go to each of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lifelong learning. I think we kind of referenced that a little bit earlier in the show. Two people from Encore, Mary Freiling and Sue Zarang, will talk about the benefits of lifelong learning, what you can do, where you can go. A lot of things out there. And Caregiving 101. How many of us are caring for an elderly person? Maybe a relative or a friend, tips on how to do that. Or if you're considering hiring a caregiver other than yourself, what should you look for when you're doing that hiring process? Okay. And two more, advanced planning and end-of-life care. What is advanced planning? What's palliative care? What do you need to think about in a hospice program if you're considering that? So that will be a great one. And the last of the 21, the benefits of volunteering. Sometimes we don't think when we volunteer that there are actually many benefits for us. We're more engaged in the community, we're more likely to be alert, we're more likely to feel more positive about ourselves and our community. Our health increases as well as a result of volunteering.
And in this volunteering workshop, there will be some volunteer opportunities that people can consider for themselves.
Yes.
So then after people now have had lunch, they've gone to these stimulating and informative workshops, and now it's 3 o'clock, and then they come back together. Everyone comes back together.
Yes. Part of it is to give us some feedback on the day. How did they feel about the day? What did they learn? But there's also during that day, that 3 to 3:30 debrief feedback, we'll have some door prizes.
Oh.
From different organizations that have set up some information tables. So we'll have a good number of door prizes to give out from other entities within the community, from our sponsors as well as others who've had some information tables there at the conference.
Well, this is to support something like this only benefits everyone, mm-hmm. really, because to have an engaged populace, a healthy populace, to have our community, it helps everyone. Yeah. I think we should let people know, we just have a couple more minutes left, again, how to reach you. This is the Conference on Extraordinary Living. It's happening this Saturday, one day only, 8:30 to 4 p.m. at Columbia Hall at Classic Community College. Terrific workshops. And you can contact Robert McClelland. And why don't you give us your number again?
Sure. 503-894-0187. I don't know an easier way to register anywhere in the world. Just call me.
Call. And if for some reason you cannot call or you don't have the number, I'm going to leave this information here at the station. You can always call later. You can also go online on your smartphone, your computer, and just if you even Google Classic Community College Conference on Extraordinary Living, you can see the entire schedule there. The other thing is that if, you know, you don't get a chance to do that and you are there between 8:30 and 9:30, you know, then you are part of it.
Yes.
Just show up.
We'll accept you if you show up.
At the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're hoping to have about 100 people, you said.
Yeah, I really would like to have at least 100 people.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, of course, in this small town of like, what, 10,000, there are so many things happening.
Yeah.
However, you can still go to this, Live Life to the Fullest, Conference on Extraordinary Living, and go to the Roller Derby Dolls match that night.
Yeah.
You can still go to, I mean, there's so many events, but you can do many of them. But this is the only place where you're going to be able to get all this information under one roof.
Yes.
Essentially.
It's really unique in that respect.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Robert, for your work, for doing this, for being inspired by what others are doing, and then for doing it and bringing it here.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I hope to see all of you at the Conference on Extraordinary Living. Again, that's a Saturday, September 13th, 8:30 to 4, and lunch is provided. And if you have a neighbor who might benefit, bring your neighbor. If you have a parent or someone, even if it's under the age of 50, but they're in a transitional period, bring them. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen Morgane, for doing all of the technological engineering work today. And a shout-out to Terry Wilson. We're thinking about Terry. I want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. And until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. We wind up sometimes getting so busy we hold our breath, we don't breathe. Take a deep breath. And focus on the things that are going well in your life, the good things. There will always be things which will not go well. We will never get it all together. It will never be all perfect. So just focus on the things that are going well. And then give yourself a loving hug or a pat on the back with compassion for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.